to the Creative Pen Podcasts. I'm Joanna Penn, bringing you interviews, inspiration and information on writing, publishing options, internet sales and promotion for your book. The companion website is www.thecreativepen.com, and that's pen with a double N. And here's the show. Hi, this is Joanna Penn for the Creative Pen podcast, and today I've got something a little bit different for you. This is an extra bonus podcast because this morning I was interviewed by a wonderful lady, Kimberly Wolfert, and she interviewed me about the Author 2.0 program and the blueprint which I just released, so hopefully you have a copy of that. And basically we talked about lots of things, changes in the publishing industry and how you can build your author platform online. And although Kim's audience are people who do quilting, they're people who want to write books about quilting, it basically the interview is applicable to anybody, so the examples might be related to that, but you can still get great information from this audio. So I hope you enjoy the audio, and the slides we were talking about I've attached as a PDF on the blog, so you can get those as well. So if you have any questions, please do contact me, or you can get the blueprint at author20.com. That's the word author, number 2zero.com. And yeah, thanks, and hope you enjoy the show.
Welcome, everybody. This is Women on Quilts, and today I am having a discussion open line with Joanna Penn. She is a writer. She is a hip person who knows how to do marketing on the internet for your book or ebook and any type of writing you could possibly imagine. And she's put together a wonderful program that she's going to show us today, both in a slide show that you have access to and also auditory. So I'm really looking forward to hearing more about Author 2.0. Welcome, Joanna.
Hi, Kim. Thanks for having me on here. I don't know if I'm very hip, but I've certainly got a lot to share with you today. So thanks for having me on.
You're so welcome. You are hip.
Thank you.
Blog. It's called Creative Pen. Is it The Creative Pen? Yeah, The Creative Pen. And Pen is spelled P-E-N-N because that is her last name. So it's thecreativepen.com. And it's an extremely informative blog. It's not, you know, she shares herself. That's why I know she's hip. She's got, you know, this whole personal side of her that she puts out there, but boy, is it laden with information. If you want to know where to publish online or how to go about building your platform as an author, which is what we're going to talk about today, it's a terrific blog to be a part of. Joanna is the author of three books. She's a speaker and a business consultant, and she's calling us today from her home in Brisbane, Australia. And originally, she's from England, right? Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. I'm English, but living in Australia.
All righty. And so she talks about publishing options on her blog, internet sales, and book promotion. She's just launched the free Author 2.0 Blueprint, which is all about how the publishing industry has changed and what authors have to do in order to change with it. And that'll be the topic of our conversation today. Mm. And for those of you listening, if you have not yet downloaded your Author 2.0 Blueprint e-report, make sure you do that after the call, because that will just give you a load of links and information. It's not too much information. It's more like directions, like this is where you can go for this and this is where you can go for that, and it's wonderful. So with that said, Joanna, I'm going to let you start to lead the conversation, and please feel free to talk, anybody in the audience, and ask questions, whatever you might need to do to make it a more informative time for you.
Thank you. Okay, well, I thought I'd start with just a bit about me and my background so people can understand my story, because I think it's pretty similar to a lot of people who might be on the call. So basically, I've been working at a normal job. You know, I've been a business consultant for a long time, and I always wanted to write a book. You know, it was kind of my dream. I wanted to be an author, wanted to have a book with my name on it, and that was my dream. And I always talked about doing it, but I never never did it because I thought it was so out of my reach. You know, I didn't think my writing was very good. I didn't think I could get published. That was basically one of my stumbling blocks. So I guess, but I got to the point in my life where I was pretty miserable with my job. And I think a lot of people in America as well are in this situation, perhaps at the moment, especially you feel trapped, you feel, you know, you don't particularly like where you're going in your life. And so I decided that I was going to finally write my book, and I ended up writing How to Enjoy Your Job, which is
so funny. You were so unhappy.
Well, I know, but you know how, and Seth Godin says this, he's like an internet marketing guru, but he says you write the book that you need to write, and the book you write changes your life. And so I decided to write the book I needed. I needed to know how to enjoy my job. And so I wrote that book for myself, you know, for myself and for other people who were so miserable. So, and how I did that, you know, some people ask me is, I actually did that while working full time. So I did it in the evenings and the weekends. And then I also went down to 4 days a week towards the end of the process in order to finish it off. It took me about a year doing it that way. And then obviously I had this final draft and gave it to an editor. So I decided I wanted to make it very professional. So I took it to an editor. I paid for an editor. And then I did the classic sending it to an agent. I thought, well, now I'll just get it published. It'll be out there. And so I sent it to an agent, just one. I sent off one query letter and got one rejection. And I was just devastated. You know, I imagine there are some people who know about this. You know, you get rejection, you think, oh no, they don't want me. And then I realized, and I, you know, I did a bit of research into the whole publishing industry. I really didn't know anything up to that point. This was about 2 years ago now. Probably 18 months ago. And I realized that there were a lot of barriers to me getting my book published. So what I felt was, well, look, I am a very, you know, can-do person. I don't like being told I can't do things. So what are the options for me to get my book out there anyway? And I started to research and I found out about this company, Lulu.com. And there are a lot of these companies, and I'll go into that in a minute. I'm just still a bit on my background, I guess. So I found Lulu.com and I got my book on Amazon and I was so excited. And I held a copy of my book in my hands, about a month later. And that was my first experience. And I decided then that I needed to share this with other people because that has totally changed my perspective on publishing and writing. Because now, you know, even if that book is only for me, or even if that book's just for your family, or if your book is, you know, got a very small niche audience, you can now publish your book yourself. And it doesn't need to be in Borders, or, you know, maybe that's still your dream, but, you know, you can still publish in this way. So I guess that's kind of a bit about my background. And the first slide there has a couple of pictures on me holding my book for the first time. And
hi.
Yeah.
To the audience. So I hope you're following it. You can change the pages yourself, and there's a sentence that says slideshow begins here. Click on that, and then you're into the program. So we're going on to the third page, I bet, right?
Yeah. So
publishing industry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that was a bit about my story. So then I started my website, The Creative Pen, which is everything that I've learned about this process. And then I guess recently there's been so many things happening in the publishing industry. So that's the next slide, which is, yeah, what is going on in the publishing industry right now? And I mean, obviously I am not working in the publishing industry myself, but I spend a lot of time on blogs. I go to events. I do, you know, I'm on Twitter a lot. So I'm trying to stay right up to date with what's going on. So here's a few of the things that are happening right now. So, well, you may have noticed that there is a global financial crisis. And you might have noticed that. And that is affecting the publishing industry as much as it is anybody else. And in fact, if you think about traditional publishing, their business model has been print hundreds of thousands of copies of a physical book, put them all in warehouses, ship them to various bookstores. You know, America is a big country, and, you know, Australia is a big country. And, you know, there's a lot of physical movement of goods around. Now, that is very expensive. And then, of course, what happens if people don't buy the books get sent back. and they have to pulp them. So they lose money on a lot of books. And so that's why I've put there on the slide there, there's some pictures of money and then it says flat. Because I went to,
right.
I went to a US publishing industry talk the other week in Sydney. There were some people from New York there talking about publishing in the US. And they said right now the publishing industry, flat is the new good. So, you know, as long as it's not going down, it's a good place. But they say things like, Stephanie Meyer and J.K. Rowling and the big sellers, they are the people holding up the industry. And if they go, the rest of it disappears. So essentially, it is a time of massive change because people are having to change their business model to fit the financial climate. So that's one thing. Second thing is technology. And I've got a few pictures of technology here and a couple of things I want to tell you about. So one is the print-on-demand technology. Now, that's what I use through Amazon. But a lot of companies, traditional publishing companies, are now starting to use it. And what that is basically when somebody orders a book from an online bookstore like Amazon, the order goes to a print-on-demand site or printer. They print one book and then they send it to the customer. So you can imagine there's no storage, there's no holding costs, there's no upfront printing costs. It's just a much better business model. So that is something that's being embraced particularly by the larger textbook publishing companies. And there's also this new thing called the Espresso Book Machine. Have you heard about that, Kim?
I have not.
Oh, well, this is very exciting. They launched it in the Northern Hemisphere at the London Book Fair. And I think they also showed it at the latest Book Expo America. It looks like a big photocopier. And we've got one here in Australia, in Melbourne. I went to see it. And basically, it links up to an internet site where it can download files of books. So you can go into the bookstore and you can say, I want this, and they print it there in front of you.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, I've got chills right now just thinking about that. That's amazing.
It's so exciting. And I mean, it's still in the prototype phase, but that machine is being bought by many universities so they can print their own textbooks, you know, then and there, based on people buying them. So they don't have to print everything up front. So you can, if you think about that in terms of us as, if you want to write a book, that means that you can, in the near future, load your book to a website and anyone can go into a bookstore and get it printed, you know, in front of.
How about binding? Do you have to make it into be bound then?
Yes, it binds them as well. What they do?
Oh.
Yeah, they press a button, and out the end comes a perfect bound book.
Oh wow!
It is. It's amazing, and there's a video on it.
Is.
I'll have to send you the link, Kim, to put on the site afterwards. There's a video that shows you the book being printed end to end. So you press a button, you say I want this book, and it comes out. And I think it's under 7 minutes. So it's very exciting. But you can imagine that in 2 years' time, I think it'd be like the photos. You know, you go into a shop now, you plug in your USB and out comes your photos. It'll be like that. You know, it'll be like that.
And you know, it's so green too. It'll be so good for the environment. We won't be shipping them back and forth and using oil for that. There won't
exactly.
be storage where land is used for that. And of course, the paper that isn't wasted on books that aren't being utilized.
Mm. All of those things, and that is a marvel. So that is print on demand. The Espresso Book Machine is a kind of extra thing, but the other thing, the exciting thing, is of course ebooks. And you know, ebooks are possibly 2009 is the tipping point. You know, it may well be.
Really?
Yeah. Well, the thing that's happened in the last week, and I don't even know if it's in my Author 2.0 blueprint because it's only just happened, is that Google have announced they're going to sell ebooks. So and they.
Kidding.
No,
it's not in your blueprint.
Well, it's only just happened.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I know.
That's
so
fabulous.
So Google are basically going to go up against Amazon, and you know, because Google have their Android phone, their mobile device, and there are going to be apps you can get on there to read books, and yeah, there's all kinds of ebook devices, obviously, but Amazon has the Kindle, and I use my iPhone because we don't get the Kindle here in Australia. But yeah, I know, it's crazy, but Yeah, but I guess I wanted to say up front for people listening, you can right now get your book on the Kindle and on the iPhone and, you know, all kinds of places online by uploading it to a number of websites. And I mentioned a few of those in the blueprint. I'll just mention a couple now. So you can load your file, just a Word document, onto smashwords.com, which is a great website where basically they will reformat your book into multiple formats that people can read, including on the Kindle. So smashwords.com is one place, and then scribd.com is another one, scribd.com. That is another site you can use. And again, what's so brilliant about these ebooks is that you have the rights to your material as a self-published author or someone who doesn't have a book contract at the moment. So you can load your book onto all of these websites. And I certainly do. I sell on Amazon. I sell on the iPhone, the Kindle. I sell on all kinds of sites, you know. So I just want to expand your mind, you know, if you're listening. You can sell your book anywhere.
Yeah. You know. I mean, it is truly a huge world out there. If you take your mind off the traditional approach and you open up to Web.2 or Web 2.0, all of a sudden the whole program shifts, and then you don't feel like you're writing for no good reason. You don't feel like all this time and effort is down the drain.
Yes, and that is exactly right. And I'm just a huge fan of people using their creative energy to get it out there and move on, you know, because if you write this book, okay, whatever you're writing, and I know, you know, you have some people who do quilting. So maybe if you're writing a book on quilting, and, you know, maybe there are lots of other books on quilting, but yours is very good. So you get it out there. You put it on a site like blurb.com, which is a really nice site for using photos in your books. You know, maybe you publish 10 copies on Blurb, but Blurb is a print-on-demand site. So you can put a link on your website. People can buy your book on quilting from Blurb. Plus, you can go publish it as an ebook PDF in many different places. So, I mean, that's so exciting. And then what you can do is move on. Instead of agonizing over that one book for years, you write your book, get it up there, and move on to the next one, which is just so liberating, I think, for creative people who are listening.
Yes, love it.
It's so good. So those are a couple of things. Oh, one other thing that's been very recent is Amazon Encore. Did I put that in the blueprint? That's so new as well.
No, I don't think you did.
No, it's just every week at the moment, things are changing in the industry. It's an extremely exciting time. But Amazon Encore. Oh, hello.
I see Amazon Encore. You have it in there.
Oh, I do. Okay. I do. Well, I'll explain it for anybody who doesn't know. So Amazon has now leapt into the publishing arena, and they're basically looking at self-published books that do well and get good comments on Amazon. And they've just picked up their first one to publish themselves. So it's a fiction book, and they've picked it up. A young girl self-published it, and they're going to publish it again for her, you know, with all the might of Amazon.com. So that's pretty amazing that Amazon's moving into the self-publishing space, I guess. And of course they have the sites booksurge.com and createspace.com, and they are Amazon's own self-publishing websites, so people can use them as well as sites like Lulu and Blurb.
That is so amazing. Now I know there was some kind of controversy a while ago when Amazon had stipulated that you had to use just one particular company. I believe it was one that they owned if you were going to put anything self-published on Amazon. And then they got a lot of flack for that, and so now they've decided that you can bring in books from any of these sites to sell on their site. Is that true?
Yeah, well, my book, HowToEnjoyYourJob.com, is from Lulu, and that is happily selling on Amazon. So I think that might have been a bit of a storm in a teacup, and that it seems to be absolutely fine to use various services. And they've all got a few pros and cons, and I'll let people investigate that themselves. But essentially, it's very easy to do. It's free if you do it all yourself. So that's another thing I didn't mention. It is free to publish your book on Amazon.com. Wow.
You know, I know it. It's just amazing.
It is. It's so very cool. And one thing I would say about all this is I get very excited about self-publishing. And the biggest criticism people have is they say that the quality is lacking. So what I would say to you is if you're going to self-publish your book, then and of course it is free if you don't use an editor, a professional editor. But what I would say is please spend a couple of $100 and get yourself an editor so that people can't have that criticism of you. You know, have a quality product that's been edited by somebody professional and have a product that you're proud of. And I definitely recommend, you know, getting a professional editor.
And could you say a few words about the different types of editors there are? Because my experience shows me that there are different levels of editing that you can hire somebody to do.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, obviously, there's the basic grammar, spelling, you know, sense check, paragraph layout. That's kind of almost copy editing. And then you've got an editor who will actually say to you, look, you know, this material needs rewriting, or this doesn't make sense. Or if you've got a fiction novel, you know, what happened to that character, Peter? He just disappeared, you know, or, you know, someone who will look at the actual content and talk, you know, talk you through that and improve it. And then there's also more of a proofreader kind of editing who will go through and say they like this bit needs changing. I guess that's pretty similar to the last bit. But, you know, there are definitely different levels of editing. Or I guess if you're talking about more of a technical book or a how-to book, they can actually pull you up and say, this is wrong. You know, you're wrong about this and you need to change it. So there are different levels. You can find an editor on elance.com. That's where I got mine. And there's also a brilliant list on the self-publishing review blog. There's a fantastic article on how to find an editor that they just released in the last week or so. So, again, new stuff coming out all the time.
Yes. Gosh, we'll have to have you back every month to keep us up on what's happening here.
Oh, well, I would say if anybody does want the news up to date, I put everything out on Twitter. So I'm twitter.com/thecreativepen, P-E-N-N. And I update Twitter all the time with the latest stuff going on in the industry. So, yeah, if you do want to know, you can follow me on Twitter.
Yeah, or get her blog or website, I guess.
Yeah.
But she sends it to you, so you don't have to even go there and remember, because she puts it out, and it's, like I say, it's just an encyclopedia of links and people and people's experiences. And, you know, one of the things that you talk about quite a bit lately, both in this blueprint and on your blog, is the number of people that you've been meeting that have been doing their own publishing online in very small ways, but with regularity on their blog or as an ebook, and they're being picked up by the traditional publishing houses, and they're being given some pretty terrific contracts.
Yeah, well, I guess, yeah, well, so I guess if we move on to the next slide, I talk about the what is an author platform idea. And I mean, this is actually a term that's used a lot more in America, and I'm trying to introduce it to Australia. It's the, you know, the author platform, which is basically your audience. And what the US publishers were saying in this conference I went to, they were saying that because of the market these days, they will only pick up authors who can do their own marketing and have already built themselves a platform. So you are far more likely to get a traditional publishing contract, if you still want one, by basically saying, look, I have 5,000 readers of my blog every day. I have, you know, X thousand people on Twitter. I have this many friends on Facebook. You know, I do a podcast to this many people. And if you have that already, then publishers will go, hey, you know, I want to publish you. And I've put on this slide a couple of examples of people who this has happened to recently. And the first one, I hope everyone's heard of him now, is Gary Vaynerchuk. Now, this guy is pretty incredible. I guess, you know, he's quite brash. That's an understatement. But
he's from New York City. What do you want?
Yeah, exactly. But what he's done is amazing. He is totally changed my perspective on what traditional publishing can mean. Okay, this guy did not pitch a publisher. He didn't write a book. He basically built an audience. He does winetv.com and or Wine Library TV, I think it is. And he basically does a wine show on the internet. So he does like half an hour of tasting wines, talking about wines. And he built up, you know, a massive following. So over 100,000 people watching him every day on the internet. And he's got over 400,000 people on Twitter. And, you know, he's just got this massive online audience. And HarperCollins Publishers, their sort of new imprint, Harper Studio, was at a Web 2.0 conference, saw Gary speak and said to him, we want to publish a book, you know, your book, whatever you want to write, basically. But you have the platform. We will publish a book. So he actually got a 10-book deal, which is like, wow.
Gosh,
how many of us? I know. How many of us would like that? You know, I want that myself.
I've never heard of anybody getting a 10-book deal.
From nothing, as in the guy does not have a book already. You know, it's not like...
I know. He's not even trying to be a writer. That's funny.
I know. So it's just... That to me was a huge symbol of what's changed in the industry. The publishers have seen the market and then write the book into the market. Yeah. Now, obviously, if you are a brilliant writer and you're the next J.K. Rowling or, you know, whatever, Stephanie Meyer, then brilliant. But for most of us, that is more of a long shot than this way. And this way is build your audience first and then, you know, around your idea and then pitch afterwards. So a couple of other examples here. Scott Sigler, he's now a New York Times bestselling author. He started his life podcasting. Now, podcasting is, are you still there?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Oh, good. my screen went blank. That's all. So podcasting is essentially putting out your book as an audio in chapters. You know, you record some chapters each week and you put out a podcast audio of your book. So it might take.
Oh.
Yeah, it might take like 20 sessions or something to record your book in your own voice. And it's a brilliant, brilliant way.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah, it's fantastic. So Scott Sigler was one of these guys who started doing it a few years ago. And then he got picked up based on his podcast audience because he had so many people listening to him that they decided to release the book in print form. And then all those people went and bought the book because they love him. And now he, you know, he's a thriller horror writer. And his idol is Stephen King. And he's basically made it into Stephen King's market through podcasting. You know, the back door.
Wow, that is huge.
It is amazing.
Yeah.
So wow. And there's one other guy I want to talk about, JC Hutchins. Now, his first book is out next week. Now, JC, I've just listened to his first novels, which were called Seventh Son, and he basically podcasted a trilogy of novels starting in, I think, 2006. And it took him probably 18 months and he built up over 50,000 followers of his podcast. And he's just this book, Personal Effects Dark Art. He got picked up by a publisher that comes out next week. And that's going to be huge. And then his book, Seventh Son, come out later this year. And he's got a movie deal. And that's all from podcasting. Yeah, so it's really and all podcasting is like what I'm doing now is I'm talking into a microphone. And if I was sitting here reading my book instead and recording it and then I put it on the internet, that's basically a podcast. And it goes, you know, you can put it on iTunes. There are so many options and it's so exciting. I'm so excited about all this.
Yeah, definitely. The only thing that comes up in my mind because of being quilters and interested in fabrics and quilts, we want visuals. We want to see. So then what do you do when in that situation?
Right. In that case, well, we'll move on to the next slide. So we'll move away from kind of podcasting deal. This slide's got loads of different pictures on and there's a few things here that definitely anybody. Now, I have nonfiction books as well. So and I haven't actually podcasted my books. I have podcasts, but they're interviews at the moment. I am going to try it with mine. But essentially, there's a few things that you definitely need if you're going to do, you know, say a quilting book, for example. So the blog is the big thing. So there's kind of, you know, having a blog now and you can put pictures on the blog, you can put video. So maybe, for example, video is one of the really big things that I think someone, you know, quilters could do really well. You know, you can get in America, you can get a flip cam. They're under $200. And again, I can't get them over here. But, you know, I know, it's crazy. You know, I need to
it
move.
Is.
But yeah, so say you're you know, you've got your blog, and you can get a free blog on blogger.com or wordpress.com, or as we've talked about, you can get one hosted for very cheap, you know, under $5 a month, and you know, there's a bit technical, we won't go into that, but if you get a blog, you can embed video on your blog. So say you get your flip cam and you've got your quilting in front of you, you can actually, you know, film what you're doing, and you can show me the fabric on the film. You can say, hey, today we're going to make this pattern or this type of quilt, and show people on the video, just talk about it. Doesn't need to be professional. You just record what you're doing, you know, say, right, today we're making this type, and do a 5-minute video, put it on YouTube, which is free. Then they give you a bit of code. You can put that on your blog, which is free or very cheap, and you can reach people with that. And then you can say at the end of your video, hey, if you like this video, I've got a whole book on quilting, and you just go, you know, click the button here, and, you know, people could then buy your book. That would be one example of a visual thing. Is that something you do, Kim, now? Do you do videos?
Well, I haven't. I have not done it. It's in the back of my mind, like Facebook, and I see it in my future, but I haven't done it. You make it sound so doable and easy. What do you think in the audience? Do you think that sounds like something that quilters would like?
Well, yeah, obviously they want visuals. I'm thinking of turning it around to quiltistry in my own mind, but
yeah, I mean, it sounds very doable, doesn't it? It sounds like it'd be easy.
Oh, it is. And, you know, I found this myself. I was quite nervous. You know, I worried about putting my face out there, and, you know, I worried about making a fool of myself. But I'm really starting to get into the video thing, because now there's actually more people watch videos on the internet than watch TV. And that's just going to change. Yeah, it's going to change more and more. So, and also, people look on video. People go to YouTube and they surf for how to do things. So instead of going to Google, they actually go to YouTube and they say, "How do I quilt?" You know. So you want your video to be there when they look for that. You know, don't you? You want to be the first one that comes up that says, and I don't know much about quilting, but maybe there's a specific kind of stitch or fabric that you can use, and so you do a video on that specific subject. Somebody comes along, they search for it, they find your video, they click to your website, and there's some more traffic for you. I mean, that to me, that's the perfect visual kind of thing for people. Absolutely.
Absolutely. And what I've seen as I've searched YouTube is that they'll have the visual without any words. They'll speak and have oral talking about what they're doing, but they give you a URL at the end to a page where they have all the instructions written down, and that's where they can really, you know, further their introducing themselves to you and what they have to offer, because you want to go to that page and get the instructions instead of taking notes while you're watching the video. So they're covering both sides.
Absolutely, absolutely. And then I would also say, you know, that's just talking about the social networking side, because once you've got your, you know, let's say your core hub place, so you've got your blog, and then maybe it's got some videos on, maybe it's got some free ebooks on, and you want people to go there. So that's where we talk about the social networking side, you know, Twitter, Facebook, and there you basically, you can put up a message that says, you know, hey, just posted this new video on how to do this specific quilting technique, and put the YouTube link, and then that drives traffic to your video, and then, like you say, it brings people into your website. So all of these things help, you know, people develop a relationship with you and establish your expertise with them, I guess. So does that make sense?
Yeah, it definitely does make sense. And I think that's been a stumbling block with a lot of people that have a quilt book in their mind or a quilt history book, is that to publish books like that in the traditional manner costs an enormous amount of money to have good quality photos. The books that have lesser quality photos, just nobody buys them. So, or they discount the book because they say the photos weren't very good, and then not very much of itself. So if we have these options where we can actually do things online and print on demand and have the photos come out on Blurb, I think you said it was called.
Yeah.
Yeah, Blurb. Then that, you know, eliminates why a lot of information isn't getting out there.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, I would really, my brother is a photographer and he uses Blurb to do his books. And I mean, obviously, if you're going to do a book that is mainly photos, it will cost more money than a black and white, novel style book. But as you say, you could do two things. Well, one is it's print on demand, so you don't need to spend any money up front. You just have a link to your Blurb site. And I've used Blurb myself. You basically go on there and you can download the software and then you can drag and drop your pictures and everything into it, into like a book template. It's very, very good. And then you just, you print one, sign it off, and it's ready to go. You could also do, if you do an ebook is brilliant for pictures because if you embed the pictures into just a Word document and then make it a PDF, they are excellent quality pictures, and that doesn't cost you extra money. So you could sell a beautiful Blurb, photo book of your quilting, which probably be quite pricey. I don't know, maybe $30 or something like that. But that would
Online.
be, or more like a hardback, nice quality edition. You could also sell the ebook of the same material, but it's, a digital PDF version, and you could sell that for, say, $4.99 or something, because there's no, you could sell both of those things. And in the, maybe in the PDF, you can have links to your videos on YouTube, and that whole thing offers an experience for people altogether. So I think that's it's a great idea.
Well, and that makes me, that's sort of a good lead-in, although we've got a slide or two to go, but your Author 2.0 is, in fact, that kind of an experience with the video tutorials, the audio tutorials, and the written word.
So basically in the program, and I guess I'll just say why I've done the program is I found I've done all of these things myself, the blogging, the podcasting, social networking, ebooks, Lulu and self-publishing and all of these things, but I wanted one course that gave me everything. So I wrote the course I needed. But I also interviewed all of these people along the way who are experts. So in the blogging area, for example, I interviewed a guy, Yara Starak, who makes a six-figure income by blogging. So he's like the expert, and interviewed all these different people, and so I've got in there. There's audios, one or two audios per module. There's one or two or three videos per module. So, for example, like we just talked about quilting, I show you how you can actually self-publish on a site like Lulu, or how you can actually make a video. You can make a video on Windows Movie Maker for free. Again, you don't need any special equipment. You don't even need a video camera if you've got Windows Movie Maker, which is free on most people's computers. So basically, on the Author 2.0, there's PDF, videos, audios, and all of those things together, present the whole range of material, I guess.
And you're aiming it towards people who are not technically oriented, the average person who doesn't even know what they have, doesn't even realize that they have things like this available to them, and you're showing the how to actually do it in the videos. That's brilliant.
That's the kind of point, because I realize that a lot of authors are not that technical, and they're not interested in being that technical either. They don't want to sit there and program. We're creative people, But so what I do is, but now, amazingly, things have changed, and most sites, you don't need much technical ability at all. Or you can pay someone very little money to do even the basic technical stuff for you. So, there's just so many options for people, and I was so excited about this. I wanted to tell people and show people how they can do it. And of course, with my program, I tell people, look, I'm not guaranteeing that you're going to make millions of dollars. That's not the aim of the program. The aim is that if you do everything that's in this program, you're going to have a book, you're going to be online, you're going to have an audience, and you're going to be out there. And to me, it's the start, isn't it? People need to know that they can get out there.
That's right. And if they're shy in one way, they might feel really bold in another. And because you offer so many venues, ways that an author can get short stories, it doesn't have to be a novel, it doesn't have to be a dictionary. It can be short stories, it can be blog segments. And you're basically saying start with whatever appeals to you and try out these different venues, and your popularity can grow. the opportunity to make money can grow.
Mm.
It's kind of getting started and not being intimidated by the processes or what's required of you being out there. If you don't know about it, your Author 2.0 shows you exactly where to go.
Yeah, exactly. And, yeah, I guess it's kind of trying to liberate people from that traditional journey that, you know, so many people get rejected from. And, you know, if you do these things, and like you said about, I guess, for people who don't have a book yet as well, I really recommend that you start a blog, because if you think about it, if you write, say, 500 words a day with a picture of some kind of quilting or whatever on your blog every day for, you know, say you do it for 6 months, you've probably got enough to make a book that way. And for most people, that's something that might liberate them as well. You don't have to have, you don't have to be like everybody else. You know, you don't have to sit there and just write the whole thing out, you know, at once, although you can obviously do that. If you blog every day for 6 months, you're going to have a book. You just then need to reformat it into that, you know, that blurb site or ebook or whatever you like. So I just want to make it more accessible to people to achieve their dream of holding a book.
That's right. And there is a some sort of a really easy software. I think it's free even, that where it will put your blog into a book format.
Yeah, well, Blurb has that. It has a blog sucker where it actually sucks your blog into a book. Yeah, it only does that for certain forms of blog software. So people need to watch out for that. And I think, you know, people will probably like to arrange their book how they want, but it's very easy to do. I mean, you know, with basic copy and paste and inserting photos, you can make a book these days. So really encourage people to do that. It's pretty exciting.
Yes, it is exciting. Now, where would they go to get the information on your program where you talk about the modules and you explain how it works and that kind of thing?
Right. So obviously they can, you've got the link to the blueprint there.
Right.
And then they can, you can go to author20.com/signup. And there is a video there. And then there's a whole load of more information of all the different modules and, you know, everything. And in the video, I take you behind the scenes and I show you, you know, the PDF and the, you know, all the different things that you get within the program. And of course, I'm available for any questions and things like that. And it's 100% money back guaranteed. So if people don't think it's good value, then happy to, you know, give them their money back. But I've had some great feedback so far, and I hope it's really helping people. But yeah, definitely get the blueprint anyway, because I want people to be doing this. And the blueprint itself gives you enough information to get going, you know, by following the links and finding out more, you know, yourself.
Right. Let me read a couple of things that really stood out for me when I was reading the blueprint over the first time. A lot of people, even here, don't really know what platform means. It's still kind of a new concept. And so you say a platform is demonstrated. A platform is demonstrated evidence of sales and promotion ability. That's what the traditional publishers want, a demonstrated evidence of sales and promotion ability. That means how many people are on your list, right? Just exactly what you said. How many people are on your list? How many people, you know, are reading your blog? How many people listen to your podcast? It's all about numbers and you know, do you show that your coverage and the number of people that are interested in what you have to say is so large that we can trust that you're going to be able to sell this book if we choose to publish it with you. It's a completely new concept for American publishers. It was never like that before. And then you also say that the many ebook platforms now available allow you to have, or not just ebook platforms, but all the different ways that you can do print on demand and sell from your own website and blog allow you to have multiple streams of income from one book. And I think that's a really important thing that your program stresses. You write one book you're proud of, and from that, there are so many different avenues that you can sell it, or parts of it, so that you can make even more impact in more places and to more people. Yeah, I think that's beautiful. And then the opportunity to be asked to speak or to be interviewed. You know, you have a better chance of people finding you.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I think the other thing is too, I mean, some people might feel a bit nervous about the whole marketing idea. And, you know, I think sometimes we're quite, being creative types, you know, we can be a bit worried about that, you know, oh, will people think I'm just after the money or whatever, you know? And I mean, we struggle with that. But, you know, the basic thing is, if you don't market your book or yourself or your knowledge, nobody's going to find out about you. And what you know is important. You know, people want to know what you know. You know, I imagine there are millions of people in the world who would like to know what you know about quilting or what I know about, you know, Web 2.0 publishing. You know, what you know is important. So please get out there. And,
exactly. And then another way that people discount what they have to offer is they say, well, you know, all these people have already written about it, and they, you know, they're known for it, or, you know, what could I possibly offer? And the truth to that, is, from my opinion, and I would love to hear yours, is that your way of talking about it is what you have to offer. It's your languaging of it, your expression of it, the way that you teach it. Somebody might take to your teaching and not be able to follow along in somebody else's teaching at all. So you're bringing yourself to it. It's not just the information. It's the way that you talk about it, you present it, the words you choose when you write it. And that's what I think is so fantastic about Author 2.0. I'm serious. It makes it so simple and so down to earth and so uncomplicated. And I know you've got competition out there.
Mm.
But just in their advertising alone, it's like, oh my gosh, I'm going to need to know so much if I start to do this with them. And with yours, it just seemed to just be like, whoa, simple.
Oh, good. I'm glad. You know, and it's funny. It's like you say, there are always lots of people doing the same thing, and, you know, no one says anything original anymore. But it is, it's exactly what you're saying. It's somebody will resonate with you, and they won't resonate with somebody else. So even if you are talking about exactly the same thing, you'll say it in a different way. You know, I'm sure there are lots of videos online about, you know, doing this type of thing, but my videos feature me. And that's the difference. And,
that's,
you know, it's not about saying I'm really important or anything, because, you know, individually we're not that important, but it's about helping people. And, you know, if you help people, then they will appreciate that, and they'll be interested in your work. So I think, and I'm sure your listeners are all feeling the same way, you know, if you love what you're doing and you love quilting, or, you know, I love, you know, writing stuff, and, you know, you can put that out there with your passion, and that's what people resonate with, isn't it? They resonate with your passion. And so I really encourage people to have a go and get their book out there in whatever means possible.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Now let's go to the next slide. Do we have another one?
Yeah. Well, I did. We went on the how do you build your platform thing, and I mean, we've talked mainly about those things already, so I'll just move on. The final slide is the Author 2.0 model, and I explain this in the blueprint, and also I've done a video as well explaining this, but it's similar to what I've been talking about all along, so I'll briefly talk about it because I know we haven't got much time. So essentially, in the picture, the middle is your internet hub, which is your blog or your website, which we talked about, and that can be a free one if you like. Then at the top is all the things you can do to bring people to your website, you know, to find you and your products. So we talked about video, social networking, blogging, that type of thing. Article marketing is something your guys might be interested in, where you know, write an article on some type of quilting, put it on a site like ezinearticles.com, and then people find it when they do a search. So that's good. And everything I've put there that is above the free line, which is people can get that information for free. They can come to your website, they can download this video or whatever, they can watch it, and that's free for them. But then below the free line, I've got, that's when you can sell. That's when you can self-publish, you can sell your book, you can sell your products, you can sell other people's products. You can do various things that people can actually buy. So nowadays, with the internet being how it is, sorry, there's a train going past.
Well, we can't Okay.
Oh, good. With the internet being how it is, you have to give information away for free because otherwise people won't even come to your website. And then, but when, once they're there, once you build up a relationship with people with your blog or, you know, various parts of your free information, then they will be interested in potentially spending money on what you have to offer. So that's kind of the model idea. The model is, bring people to your site with free ways, and it's free for you and it's free for them. So you've got nothing to lose, and then you can sell your book or your products from that website. And that's the Gary Vaynerchuk calls it the freemium model. So you have free stuff and then you have premium products as well. So does that make sense?
Yes. Does anybody have any questions or want to make any comment or anything as we're winding down this time with Joanna?
This is Susan. When you were talking about the podcast, it just brought up, I could see Amos and Andy on the radio. We're going back to old-time radio, I think.
That is exactly right, because in the, you know, I say in the olden days, but I mean, you know, audiobooks is not a new concept at all. You know, H.G. Wells, when they first put that on the radio, people thought aliens were attacking. You know, people have been putting books on the radio for a long, long time. What's new is that now anyone can do it. You don't need a studio. You just plug a microphone into your computer and you can put your stuff out there. So maybe you do a show, you know, a podcast show on how to do various quilting methods, and you can put it out there yourself. That's what's new. But no, you're absolutely right. It's back to the old days of audio. And, you know, and with digital players, you know, lots of people are listening. So that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it's exciting. And the other thing that you know, it's happening in my life is I'm discovering the joy of creative writing. And there are quilt books where they use the quilt as a metaphor for the story, or the quilt is part of the mystery of the story. And there's more and more people getting involved in writing quilt fiction, is what they're calling it. And so through these different methods, you know, we could dabble in letting our writers go free and happy, and not necessarily have to have it be about techniques or specifics to the art of quilting. It can be writing about quilting, or in the case of Judy and myself, writing about quilt history and talking about, you know, what it was like back in the 19th century or whatever. So there's opportunities to do, like you say, podcasts or other types of writing that are also creative. It is my hope to engage more women who are involved in the creative arts with this option of writing as another form for them to share their gifts.
Absolutely. I totally agree with you. And I just think now the internet is so open to creative people to be putting their work out there, sharing it, getting an audience. And then, of course, it would be nice if we could make some money out of it as well. You know, because we all need to pay the bills. People do want to share what they love with the world. And what's great now is you can find an audience and you can find a group of people to network with. So, yeah, it's very exciting. And I guess just because we've got to finish on time. The final slide there, I've put a really important point, which is the internet compounds. And what I mean by that is if you get started now, in a month's time, things will have compounded. You know, you'll have more people reading your blog. You'll have more people on Twitter if you do that, or on Facebook. In 6 months' time, it will have compounded again. And the thing is, the longer you wait, the slower it will take. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, you have to get started. And you might start, and like when I started blogging just before Christmas on The Creative Pen, I felt like I was howling into the wind. You know, I felt like no one is listening to me. What am I doing? Why am I spending my time doing this? You know, I could be earning money or whatever. But no, I wanted to tell people. And now 6 months later, you know, I've got really good traffic on my blog. I'm talking to you in America, and I'm in Australia, you know, this is so exciting. I just love this. So I want to encourage your listeners, you know, really just start, give it a go, you know, start small and over time it will develop. But if you don't start, it's not going to compound, you know. So, yeah, please get out there.
Well said. Well said. I agree with you. And in a lot of ways, we are in the beginning. We are the charter people. We are at the beginning of this tidal wave, and that's another reason why it's going to compound faster the quicker we get involved.
Yeah, absolutely. We are. Definitely.
Well, this has been pure joy. You're just a pleasure. I knew that you would be, and I do highly recommend you going to her website, The Creative Pen with a double N, and also to my blog website, womenonquilts.blogspot.com, to click on the icon for the free AuthorPoint 2.0 blueprint, and that will give you a good starting place and lots of links. The PDF, you can download it if you want to have it available, but use it online as well, because then everything is hyperlinked for you. And if you're interested in going deeper, then contact Joanna through the blueprint about participating in her Author 2.0 program, book, interactive experience. Is there any last words you'd like to say about that? I'm not saying it very well, I'm afraid.
No, that's great. That's great. I mean, I'm just really keen for people to get out there and have a look. So, yeah, get the blueprint and see what you think. Send me an email and any questions you have. But it's been really great talking to you. I've really enjoyed it. And, yeah, I hope some of your listeners will get their books out there.
Yeah, me too. Well, thank you again for calling us from across the seas.
Okay. Thanks. Well, you guys – thank you. Thank you for listening, and have a great evening, I guess.
Yes, you too. Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening today. I hope you found it helpful. You can get more information on writing, publishing options, sales, and promotion for your book at www.thecreativepen.com, and that's pen with double N. And you can also get your free How to Be an Author workbook at www.howtobeanauthor.com. See you next time.